Good morning. Good Chodesh also. It counts. Even though Shlomo can't be, you can't do anything with Shlomo on the third night, nonetheless, it's still fall the night. So still, this is still Rosh Chodesh, even if you can't daven Shacharis yet. The Gemara is, let's see, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We are about 10 lines down. Abachor Nachal LaKohanim. We said in the Mishnah that the Bechor is eaten only by the Kohanim, and then we also gave the time frame. We said the Bechor is consumed l'shneyam v'layla, 2 days and a night, an intervening night. So Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa, asks, minayin l'Bechor shneach l'shneyam v'layla? How do you know that? Where did that come from? Shneamar Pasuk says, u'besaram yelach kachazei hatnufa u'cheshok hayamin. This is a Pasuk regarding Bechor. There are sheets by the door that may help a little bit with this Gemara today. The meat will be for you, like the chazeh tnufa ukeshok hayamin, a reference to the chazeh v'shok that you give the kohen from the karban shlamim. So we're connecting shlamim and bechor. Hikisho akas of the chazeh v'shok shel shlamim. We link the bechor's gift to the kohen, which is the entire thing, with the chazeh v'shok of the shlamim, which also goes to the kohen. To say, ma shlamim nechalim l'shneyam v'layla echod, just like the shlamim is consumed for 2 days and an intervening night, av b'chor nechal l'shneyam v'layla echod. This is a gift to the Kohen, that's a gift to the Kohen. That one is 2 days with an intervening night, so too this is. That's the idea. V'zu she'ela nishala l'fnei chachamim b'kerem b'yavne. This question was asked of the chachamim in Kerem b'yavne. Rashi presents for us the explanation for why the yeshiva there was called a kerem, quoting the Rishalmi, that the Talmidim sat in rows, like in a kerem, like in a vineyard. There are other sources as well, but that'll do for us for now. The question was asked in front of the Chachamim in Kerem B'yavne, Bechor l'kama nechal, how long do you eat the Bechor? And Rabbi Tarfon sought to handle the question. Nene Rabbi Tarfon v'amar l'shneyam v'layla echad. Rabbi Tarfon answered, 2 days with an intervening night, don't you know? However, it was never so simple. Haya sham Talmud echad shabala beis hamedrash lefnei Chachamim techila. We get a nice little build up here. There was a Talmud there who came to the beis medrash in front of the Chachamim for the first time, his first day in the daf, his first day in the beis medrash. The Rabbi Yossi Haglili Shmo, and his name was none other than Rabbi Yossi Haglili. We've heard of him. As a matter of fact, it's interesting to note regarding this, Rabbi Yossi Haglili here is a new student, but remember that he becomes a colleague and a peer of all those involved in the discussion that the Gemara is going to now have. The Gemara in Moikata Dav Chavches has Rabbi Yishmael losing two sons, and the Chachamim coming to console him. So the group that comes to console him is Rabbi Yossi Haglili, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. Of that group of five, the one undergoing the Nichum and the four who are visiting, all but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah are going to appear in this conversation with Rabbi Yossi Haglili's first day in the Beis Medrash. So it's a little bit of foreshadowing here. It's a prequel of sorts. This group that's going to form. So Rabbi Tarfon gives us the answer, 2 days with an intervening night. And along comes Rabbi Yossi Haglili, and he says, not so fast. Omar lo, he says, Rabbi, minayim lecha, where did you get this from? Omar lo, he replies, Bini, my son, shlamim kachim kalim, ubakor kachim kalim. Let me explain to you, he says. He's not using a hekesh. This is not a text blink now. This is a logical argument. He says, the shlamim is kachim kalim. The Bechor is Kachim Kalim. Ma Shlom Nechal L'Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. Av Bechor Nechal L'Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. Each one is 2 days and a night. It makes sense. I know the Shlomim is. So too the Bechor should be. If you're using the sheet that I gave out, the top line there shows the similarity between Shlomim and Bechor, as opposed to the third column, which is Chazas and Asham, which is going to be Rabbi Yossi Haglili's argument. The Bechor and the Shlomim are both Kachim Kalim. They are similar. If you had the PDF that I originally made, you'd see it in color, and the similarities would be highlighted better. If anyone wants, I can email it to you. My email address is at the top of the page. The Omar Lo, Rebbe, he says, sorry, this answer doesn't work. Because Bechor matana lekohen, v'chadas v'asham matana lekohen. The Bechor goes to the kohen, and the chadas and asham go to the kohen, meaning entirely as gifts, as opposed to the shlamim, where the kohen only gets a portion. So, ma chadas v'asham liyom v'alayla, av Bechor liyom v'alayla, chadas and asham are eaten only for a day and a night, so to the Bechor should only be for a day and a night. That's the argument. It's more similar to the chadas and asham. So, Omar lo, Rabbi Tarfon is not done. He says, all right, I hear you. Nonetheless, nido nedavar midavar, v'nil medavar midavar. We can judge one thing from another. We can learn. Nalami, perhaps we can teach one thing from another. Mashlamim ein boin al chait, av b'chorin o b'al chait. He says, look, there's still greater similarity to the Shlomim because the Shlomim is not a kapara for anything. The Bechor is not a kapara for anything. Shlomim you bring to celebrate. Bechor you bring because you got to. The Chadas and Asham are kapara. They're a different creature altogether. Omar lo, but Rabbi Yosef Glili is undeterred. He replies, Rabbi nidom davar mi davar, nilamid or yilamid, depending on your edition, davar mi davar. Again, we can still make the analogy. Chadas va'asham matana lekohen, ubechor matana lekohen. Ma chadas va'asham ein bod beneder unedava, av bechor eino beneder unedava. He says, look, v'chadas in asham is not something that you vow. You do in the sense of dedicating it. You say, this is going to be his, he says, yeah, this is going to be my chatas. However, the chatas in Asham is not in response to a neder, it's in response to having sinned, and now I'm obligated to bring the karban. Ditto for the Bechor. You don't take a vow of Bechor. The Bechor is born and it's Kodesh. There's no need to be Mekadesh the Bechor. There's a discussion like that in the Gemara. Do I need to say anything to make it a Bechor? And the answer is no. It's a Bechor. It always was and it always will be. So, as opposed to your shlamim, which is a product of a nedava. So, machat, or neder, machat as va'ashim nechon liyom echad, av b'chor nechon liyom echad. That's the argument. You follow? Yeah. Everyone good? Okay. So, Rabbi Tarfon's had enough. Kavaz Rabbi Akiva v'nistalik Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva gets up to answer the question, and Rabbi Tarfon walks away. Interesting also, The Ayelet HaShachar, or Steinman, points out here, this is not the term we usually use when someone stops being able to answer an argument, right? Usually the term we use is, what? When there's an argument in the Gemara and someone stops answering? Ishtik, nishtatik, right? That's usually the term that we use. So he suggests the reason that we don't use that term here is because ishtik or nishtatik connotes agreement. Like, I can't argue with you anymore, you must be right. And that's not what, right.
Rashi says nistalik is nistalik.
Yeah, because he's trying to tell you, it really is the same thing. In other words, nistalik, I might have thought, meant either he passed away, right, or he walked away. So Rashi is telling me, by saying nishtatik, Rashi is telling me, don't think that, he's still there in the room. Well, then why didn't I say nishtatik? Because he doesn't agree. He doesn't agree, he just can't answer him anymore. So,
the other issue is, this is right during the year of the Beis Hamikdash. What did they do?
Right.
This is not something that is so long ago, you know.
Right, so it's possible that this is actually post. Meaning, they go to Yavne while the Beis Hamikdash still stands.
Even though it is post.
You're right.
Like, you know, they've lived the experience.
Not just that, Rabbi Tarfon's a Kohen. Yeah, Rabbi Tarfon himself is a Kohen. But I don't think this is an argument about practice. I think this is an argument about how I know it. The argument is, I hear you, Rabbi Tarfon. You're telling me I should be linking this with the Shlomim. And I know that that's the law. But what I want to know is why. I think that's the idea. And especially because Rabbi Tarfon didn't present it as a hekesh. Rabbi Tarfon presented it as a logical argument. Oh, a logical argument. I can have fun with a logical argument because I can make just as strong an argument in a different direction. That's the idea. So Kavat Rabbi Akiva v'nistalik Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon is done. Rabbi Akiva says, don't worry about it. I can take care of this. We are now 6-7 lines down in the medium lines. Omar lo. He said, Harehu Omer, ubisaram yihyeh lach. This is why we started the Gemara. This meat will be for you. That is our pasuk by the Bechor. So he kishin akasav l'chazav ashok shel shlamim. We link to the chazav ashok given by the shlamim. When he say ubisaram yelach, we'll go back to Rashi in a second on this. Ma shlamim nechal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, av b'chor nechal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. Just like the shlamim is 2 days and a night, so to b'chor is 2 days and a night. And Rashi gives us the key note. He kishav akasav. Rashi is about a third of the way down the page. The ein meshivin al hekish. This is a hekish. You can't respond to a hekish. This is just so. I don't care if you have other comparisons you would prefer. That's Rabbi Akiva's response to Rabbi Tarfon, to which he says, to Rabbi Yosef Glili. Omar lo, Rabbi Yosef Glili replies, not so fast. He kishto l'chazav ashok shal shlamim. You made a hekish to the chazav ashok of the shlamim. Va'anima kishto l'chazav ashok shal toda. Well, I am going to make the hekish to the chazav ashok of the karban toda. I think that's a better hekish, for reasons we'll get to in a moment. And I'll say, Ma toda ne'echeles liyom v'layla, av b'chor ne'echel liyom v'layla, the toda is only a day and a night, so to the b'chor should be for a day and a night. So he's given up his idea of the hekesh of the link to chatas and ashram, the logical argument, but he says, I'm not done because I have a hekesh. That's his argument. So Omar Lo, to which Rabbi Akiva replies, Harayu Omer ubesaram yelach. He says, you know what? You're right. You're right. The hekesh really is to the carbon toda. A given. However, the pasuk says by Bechor, ubesaram yehiyalach, its meat will be for you. She'im tamad lomar l'cha yehiyah. Therefore, it doesn't need to continue to say. It also says by Bechor, l'cha yehiyah, it shall be for you. Uma tamad lomar l'cha yehiyah. What's the purpose of that pasuk? Hosif akasuv havaya acheres b'Bechor. To add literally another existence, but it means another day for the Bechor. So in other words, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, make the hekesh to the carbon toda. Toda is a day and a night. So too, Bechor should be. And Rabbi Akiva's response is, you're right, we'll make the hekesh to the carbon toda, but we have an extra word in the pasuk, l'cha yehiyah, that's unnecessary to add an extra day. So I still end up with the same conclusion, practically. We know what we're doing in the Beis HaMikdash. This must be the reason why we're doing it that way. Now, why would I accept the hekesh to the karban toda more so than the hekesh to the shlamim? So Rashi gives me one answer. Rashi says the reason why on hosif lecha kasuv, he says kolomar moda ani ledvarecha. I agree with you. Shalachaz veshok shal toda tzvichan anu lahakisha. We really need to do that hekesh, as you say. Why? De tafasta muad tafasta. The less you can take, the better off you are. Meaning that we have a choice. We can make a hekesh here, it's one day and a night. We can make a hekesh there, it's 2 days with an intervening night. Tafasta maruba tafasta. You're trying to take too much. Just go with a day and a night. That's Rashi. Tosfos seems to disagree. Tosfos va'ani makisho, l'chaz v'shok shal toda, tiny little Tosfos says, why mishum de l'chumra makshinan? I have a choice of making a hekesh for a kula or a chumra. I'm going to make a hekesh l'chumra. Why does Rashi not agree with Tosfos? Why does Tosfos not agree with Rashi? So Tosfos, according to the Ayelet HaShachar, Rav Steinman, he says, the reason that Tosfos does not agree with Rashi is because the default was already one day. Right? You're not going to have less than a day and a night to eat the karban. There's no such thing unless you're dealing with karban Pesach, which is its own type of a deal. So the default was already one day. So taking an additional day is not a case of tafasta maruba. It's not a case of taking too much. Maybe that's why Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's approach. So his answer is, it's simply that this is more lenient, this is more strict, we go with the one that's more strict. However, I have a problem with Tosfos. Because if you're going to tell me this is really a chumrah, I'll tell you, it's a chumrah da asi bali de kula. It's a chumrah that brings us to a kula. Because if you're going to tell me I can only eat it for a day and a night, that means I'm burning kadshim early. Right? If I'm really supposed to be able to burn it for to eat it for two days. Yeah. Right. Sorry. If I'm really supposed to be able to eat it for 2 days, and now you've limited your hekesh as a chumrah to say you can only eat it for one, then you're makil in that I'm going to end up eating kadshim early. I'm going to end up burning kadshim early.
Yeah, because he has to eat it for everything.
Yeah,
that's chumrah.
And he's going to burn whatever's left. But he's going to end up burning things when he's not supposed to. Maybe kadshim l'beis
hapsul.
Yeah, so that's my argument against Tosfos. I think that may be what Rashi is saying. Nonetheless, however you, whether you take Rashi or Tosfos, again, where we are is that Rabbi Yossi Aglili wants us to link to the carbon toda and say that the Bechor should be edible for only a day and a night. And Rabbi Akiva says, you're right. However, I have an additional pasuk to tell me that it's still 2 days with an intervening night. That's the idea. Yeah, it comes from l'cha yehiyah. If you're looking at the sheet that I had there with the chart on it, we're in the middle chart now. The Rabbi Akiva versus what's going to be Rabbi Yishmael. We didn't see Rabbi Yishmael yet. He's coming in right now. Rabbi Akiva says ubasaram yehiyalach is a hekesh to the toda, and l'cha yehiyah adds 1 day for consumption. That's Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, this is now related to yet another person in that party of Tanoim, to Rabbi Yishmael, sorry? Well, there is Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, who's a Kohen. I don't know if Rabbi Yishmael Stam is the same. Actually, I think he is, though. I think Rabbi Yishmael Stam is Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. So then, yes, he would be a Kohen also. Although there are three Rabbi Yishmael ben Elishas among the Tanoim, the Tosfos in Yevamos says. So, not so fast. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. The Amar Lohen, Tzu v'imru lo l'Rabbi Akiva ta'isa. He says, go tell Rabbi Akiva that he made a mistake. He's wrong. Why? Because you can't make a hekesh from Toda. Toda Mehechem Lamda, where did you get the Toda from in the first place? How did you know for a Toda that you're supposed to give the Chaz of a Shok to the Kohen? It isn't in the Psukim. Mishlamim, it comes from Mishlamim. The Chidavar Alamed Behekesh, Chazrum Alamed Behekesh. You can't do that. Toda is from a Hekesh. You can't use the Toda now for a Hekesh too. Shlamim. You shouldn't be using this later idea of linking to the Toda. You should have gone with what you said in the first place, that it was from Shlamim. Bechor is learned from Shlamim. Well, in that case, what do you do with Rabbi Akiva's pasuk that he used for the extra day? This lechayyeh. Rabbi Yishmael, hi lechayyeh my ovid lay. So what's Rabbi Yishmael going to do with lechayyeh? Limed al bechor baal mum shehu matan al kohen, to teach me that the bechor baal mum is given to the kohen as a gift, which is unusual. Shalom matzina b'cholat Torah. We never find that in the Torah, that if you have an animal that's kodesh and it gets a mum, gets a blemish, now it's going to the kohen, right? That's not normal. Yeah, we do whatever we do, depending on what type of carbon it is. But we don't give it to the Kohen, that's for sure. So that, he says, is what I needed L'chayyeh to teach me. So looking at the chart, L'chayyeh for Rabbi Akiva is to add an extra day. L'chayyeh, according to Rabbi Yishmael, teaches me that the Bechor Baal Mum goes to the Kohen. Rabbi Akiva, new Rabbi Akiva, how do you know that the Bechor Baal Mum goes to the Kohen? Yalifle mi bisaram. Bisaram is plural, the extra mem. Uvisaram yehyeh lach. So that means you're getting multiple types of meat. Chad, tam. One is if it's a tam and it's brought as a carbon. V'chad, baal mum. And the other is teach me about the baal mum. Well, then I go back to Rabbi Yishmael, ping pong. And I say, well, what do you do? How do you know this rule about the... what do you do with ubisaram? Rabbi Yishmael, mi bisaram dahanoch b'choros ka'omar. He says, no, I use bisaram to teach me that the only animals that have this status are the ones that are mentioned there in the parsha. Shor, kes, seven a's. Right? Ach, b'chor, shor, b'chor, kesev, b'chor, eis. That's it. Those are the only ones. Ox, sheep, and goat are the only ones with this law. How does Rabbi Akiva know that? We're not told. That the Gemara stops there in the discussion of, well, what do you do with his pasuk?
Really, it's machta, isn't it? I mean, where it's not obvious for even from an additional word.
No, I think it actually is, because he's not deducing it from the word ubisaram. He's deducing it from the mem, which makes it plural. And their flesh goes to you, Mr. Cohen. What is their flesh? We were dealing with a singular. We're dealing with a bechor. The answer is whether it's a bechor tam or it's a bechor baal mum. Two separate varieties. Either way, they're going to the kohen. I think actually it's more lucid than we usually get. That isn't saying much necessarily, but it is. I think it's actually it's a clearer expression than we usually get. So what we have so far then is we wanted to say bechor is consumed for 2 days of an intervening night based on a link to shlamim. We knocked out the logical link to the Shlamim because we said it's just as logical to link it to the Chatas and Asham. So then we said, okay, let's do it to the Karban Toda instead, based on a Hekish. And the answer was, and Rabbi Akiva said, fine, I'll do that. I'll link it from the Karban Toda, which is add an extra day from the Pasuk. Then we said, but wait a minute, Rabbi Shmuel says, don't do it from the Karban Toda. It doesn't make sense to do it from the Karban Toda because, after all, that's a Hekish which leads to another Hekish. So the Gemara now wants to know, why is Rabbi Akiva not bothered by this? Doesn't he know the rule that you can't do a consecutive hekesh? So that's what the Gemara now wants to know. The Gemara says, "B'maikem iflugi." What exactly is this debate? Five lines up on the bottom. Mar savar heimenu v'davar acher havi hekesh, umar savar la havi hekesh. The question is, how do you define hekesh? Now let's take a second to explain that. Hekesh means a textual link, a link between this with that. That's what hekesh actually means. However, there are two ways you can have a hekesh. One is subject A is linked to subject B. There's a law by subject A. I take it to subject B also. Right? That's one way to do it. The other way to do a hekesh is to say, I learn something from A to B, but then I bring in other principles that are found in B itself or are found in C somewhere else. So the entire thing isn't coming from the hekesh. There's a piece that's coming from the hekesh. But not everything is. And we're going to see three illustrations of that here in the Gemara. But the argument is going to be, when Toda was learned from Shlamim, that was only a partial Hekesh. It's what we call Hemenu V'davar Acher. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, Hemenu V'davar Acher is just like a regular Hekesh. And therefore you can't do Hemenu V'davar Acher and then a Hekesh from that. And Rabbi Akiva will say Hemenu V'davar Acher is not a true Hekesh. And therefore, if it's Hemenu V'davar Acher from Shlamim to Toda, if it's a partial Hekesh from Shlamim to Toda, then I can do a Hekesh from Toda now to Bechor. The question is whether what Shlamim did to Toda was a real Hekesh or not. That's the fundamental debate. And let's walk through it in the Gemara. It's fine if you take the view that it's not a real hekesh. So I'm going to give you a separate case. Take a look at the sheet briefly. Hemenu v'davar acher for the Toda from the Shlamim is that we learned Hemenu, we learned from it, from the Shlamim, chazav ashok l'kohen, that the Kohen gets the chazav ashok. I wrote it out in Hebrew letters just because Chazav Ashok looks too weird in English. The Chazav Ashok go to the Kohen, that I know for the Toda from the Shlamim. But the rule that it's a day and a night, I didn't learn from Shlamim. That came from Toda itself. So he says only part is learned from the Shlamim. Therefore, when I want to use Toda to teach Yom Valayla for the Bechor, I'll say that didn't really come from Shlamim. That really came from Toda itself. You follow? That's the idea. So the Gemara says, but I know of another case.
That doesn't explain it that way.
Really? Take a look. Where?
Rabbi Akiva, the third line.
Rabbi Akiva Savar, Ho Yom Valayla Betoda Ksiv. Right? Rabbi Akiva says, since Yom Valayla is not from the Shlamim, but rather it's written by the Toda, Avagav the Chaz of Ashok, Lamda Behekesh. Granted, I learned that there is a Chaz of Ashok for the Kohen from the Shlamim. Lohav Yizmana Chilas Chaz of Ashok Shal Toda, Dabar Lamda Behekesh. The time frame for eating it, the day and the night, is not from the Hekesh. I think that's what I was trying to say.
You split it up. You said, I'm not learning that part out.
Right. No, that's exactly right.
Rashi's saying that the whole thing is not a Hekesh.
I think Rashi is saying, because he says Avagav the Chaz of Ashok Lamda Behekesh. The fact that there is a Chaz of Ashok is a Hekesh.
You're learning something else out from the Taizah. You're not really learning out from the Hekesh. It's really like it's written in Taizah.
All right, so I think Rashi is saying, I don't think Rashi is denying the Hekesh component, but he's saying the ultimate result. We may be saying the same thing. The ultimate result, which is what I want to carry over to Bechor, is not called a Hekesh. I think if that's what you're saying, then I agree with you. The ultimate result is not. One of the components is. He can't deny that, because if you were to look at the psukim alone for the Toda, you would never know Chazav Ashok is going to the Kohen. That is Hekesh. But the composite result is something that draws on psukim of the Toda itself. So
about the time.
Sorry? About the time, correct. So the Gemara says, well, I have other cases where we use Hemenu v'davar acher for something and then do a Hekesh from it, and it gives you the case. He gives you the case on Yom Kippur of the Zrika, what we do with the dam from the bull and the goat, right? The par and the sar on Yom Kippur inside the Kodesh Kadashim, and then what we do with it in the Heichal. So the rule is, we know, achas lamala v'sheva lamata, right? You do one sprinkling above and then seven sprinklings below. However, the truth of the matter is, as I put in the chart, that by the goat, it actually says to do one zrika lamala. And by the bull, it says to do seven zrikos lamata. And I deduce, by hekesh, from each other, the other one of the pair. So for the bull, I deduce the seven from, the one from the goat, and for the goat, I deduce the seven from the bull. So really, it's hemenu v'davar acher. So watch what he does. He says, Bishlam alamad damar lo avi hekesh hanu dechsiv v'chein yaseh lo ohel moed. So you shall do for the ohel moed, meaning in the heichal. Kishem shemazel ifnei v'lifnim achas lamala v'sheva lamata midam apar. Just like you are doing one and seven from the bull. The inside the Kosh Kedashim, kach mazel v'heichal. So too, that's what you do in the heichal. Ukishem shlifnei v'lifnim achas lamala v'sheva lamata midam asar. Kach mazel v'heichal. And just like you do regarding the goat inside, you do one and seven. So too, outside. So in other words, if I had only psukim, I would say the goat is one lamala inside, and that's it. However, I learn the seven inside from the bull, and then I take both and use a hekesh to bring them to outside in the heichal. So originally I learned something from the bull, that's hemenu v'davar acher, and then I take it out to be done outside via a hekesh. That's a hekesh from a hemenu v'davar acher. That works for Rabbi Akiva. What's Rabbi Yishmael going to do? El mandamar l'dahavi hekesh, but if you believe that's called a hekesh, and therefore you can't use it for another hekesh, ma'igal emer, then what will you say? To which he answers, mikomos hu degamri me'adadi. The answer is, that's not called hekesh to hekesh. The reason is, because your first point was really, your second point was, a hekesh in terms of location. It's a separate limud. It's not really learning one something with a hekesh initially and then taking it with another hekesh, but rather they're two different topics. One is, what are the zrikos that you do? And the other one is, where do you do them? So that's not considered to be a case of consecutive hekesh. But we're not going to let go. V'ibay is ema. Alternatively, I'll tell you what. Chutz mipnim b'chad zimna gamir. It's really all at once. Right? Think of like gzera l'gzera, where we say it's not really a double gzera, it's one gzera made at once. So to here, it's really considered to be one hekesh. To which the Gemara says, alright, but I have another case I'll bring to challenge you. The lach mitoda and the shtei alechem. Lach mitoda, the bread you bring, the 40 loaves with the carbon toda, the shtei alechem are the two loaves that you bring on Shavuos with the lambs. So he says, Bishlam and Lamanda Omar. I'm going to go with the word lo, which the Bach inserts, because it makes more sense. The Bishlam Alamar, at least in my read it does. Bishlam Alamanda Omar lo havi hekish. It's fine if you say that you can't do that. I'm sorry, if you say that Hemenu v'davar acher is not called a hekish. Hainu dechsiv mimo Shavuos eichem taviu lechem tinufa. She'ein tam alomar taviu. Mata malomar taviu kol shata mevi mimakom acher harayu kozet malal and yisaron lachala afkan yisaron lachala. This is the lima that we want to make. The Torah says mimoshavosechem taviu lechem tinufa. This is talking about by Shavuos, by the two lambs that you bring on Shavuos. So the Torah says that you will bring two loaves that you raise up. The word taviu is considered to be superfluous. It's open for a hekesh. Mata malomar taviu, why is it there? To teach me, you will bring, whenever you bring bread, it's going to be like this. And just like over there, it's an isaron per chala. That's the rule that we learn from karban toda. When you bring bread of the karban toda, it's one isaron per loaf. So to here, isaron lechala, that's the measure you use. To which he says, ima lahalan shnei astronim, afkan shnei astronim. So should I also say that just like over there, it's two isaron, so do over here. It is Rashi explains, ma lahalan elu shnei astronim, or astronos, af elu kol yudchalo shepa shnei astronos, astronim. Should we say that just like with the lambs, you know what, I think I reversed it. I think I reversed it. Yeah, it should be the other way around. On my chart, for the Lach Metod and Shtei Alechem, I think it's backwards. What he's saying is, Mala Hala and Isaron Lachala, just like by Shavuos, it's one Isaron per Chala, so too for Lach Metod, it's going to be Isaron Lachala. And then, Mala Hala, we ask, so that also by Shavuos, the Torah says it should be Shnei Esronim. Two esronim. So afkan shnei esronim. So too regarding the toda, is it then only two isaron? Is that all we do?
For all 12
chalas. Well, you're by lach mitoda, you're 40 chalas. The tamalomar tiyena. So the Torah says no tiyena. So it shall be. So toda is deduced from shtei alechem, which I did write. That I did write. Lach mitoda I learned from shtei alechem. Shtei alechem is isaron per loaf. You know what? No, that is right. The way it is on the chart is right. It's one isaron per loaf is learned from the toda, from the shtei alechem, but not the idea of two astronim in total. V'lamadnu asara lachametz. Asara lamatza minayin. So that tells me that it's an isa that it's supposed to be an isaron for chametz ones, because the ones of Shavuos are chametz. So some of the lach metoda are chametz, right? 40 lach metoda, 10 of them are chametz. Is it 10 chametz and 30 are matzah?
Yeah, 10.
Okay, 10 chametz, 30 matzah. So that tells me that there's an isaron for the chametz ones. How about for the matzah? Asara lamatza minayin means isaron for the matzah. How do I know? Tamalomar al chalos lechem chametz. Neged chametz have a matzah. That's a hekesh. We link the challah, that is chametz, with the matzah ones, and say, neged chametz have a matzah. Bring matzah just like you bring the chametz ones.
But 30 salone for kikar, for one lechem.
30, sorry?
30 salone in the matzah. If you have 30 kikar for matzah.
Yeah.
Not 10.
Yeah.
So 30
salon. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, they're going to be a lot smaller. It's going to be one-third the size.
One-third.
Yes, that's correct. So that's what I get. That's what I get from there. So the idea is that I am getting that from the shtei alechem, I'm getting that it's one isaron per loaf. From this davar acher, I'm getting that it's 10 loaves of each, of which one is for the kohen.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting from this. That's what came out of the Tihyena, that it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be the Shnei Esronim. So El Amanda Omar Havei Hekish, but if you're going to tell me Yemenu V'davar Acher is a Hekish, then how did I do from Chametz to Matzah? Ma'ika L'Memer, how did I get Chametz to Matzah? To which he answers, he'll answer you, Taviyu Yaseirahi. It's an extra Taviyu. That extra Taviyu is what did it in order to teach that we include the Chametz. In other words, it's not Hekish followed by Hekish. It's one big Hekish. Taviyu taught me, apply the rules of Shnei Alechem to both the chametz and to the matzah. That's the idea. So again, just to make sure that that's somewhat clear.
Look at the rabbi's chametz. You're not learning out from the.
Yeah, to be a ribuyi, the rabbis chametz shabatoda, not right. Shabachol shtayim shaboyu shtayim estronim. Vavi kiman dichsiv begufei belach metoda. Oh, v'labishter halachem gami. Thank you. You're right. That's the way to read it.
The matzah you're learning only out from the chametz, which is written.
Correct.
The chametz part you're not learning out from the hekesh.
Right. It's as though Tavi was actually. It's as though it's explicit in the psukim. Thank you. Good catch. So to summarize where we've been then, we wanted to take Bechor that it should be 2 days and a night from the Shlamim. That was our initial idea. We argued it based on logic. Rabbi Yosef defeated your logic and said just as logical to bring it from the Chatas and Asham. So then Rabbi Akiva came in and said, alright, it's a Hekish to Karban Toda. But then the response was, well, it's just as likely for me to make it to a, Rabbi Akiva wanted to Hekish to Shlamim, right? Rabbi Akiva said Hekish to Shlamim. Rabbi Yosef Aglili said it should be to Toda. Rabbi Akiva said, fine, make it a Hekish to the Karban Toda. That's fine, but I have the extra Lachayi, yeah? Rabbi Yishmael came in and said, no, that's not what's going on. It is, in fact, the Hekish to Shlamim. Your Lachayi is the Bechor Baal Mum. Rabbi Akiva learned the Bechor Baal Mum from Uvisaram. So why doesn't Rabbi Yishmael accept the idea of the Hekish to the Karban Toda? Because he says it's a Hekish from a Hekish. Rabbi Akiva replies, no, it's not. It's a Hekish from a Hemenu V'davar Acher, and I can prove to you that you can do it based on the Yom Kippur one from the Parvus Sayer and the Lach Metoda from the Shnei Alechem. That's where we've been. Okay, we still have a couple of minutes. Let's keep on going here. HaPesach Eino Ne'achal. We're going to finish the Yabbat now.
No, I'm saying...
Yeah, we finished the discussion. Yes. So HaPesach Eino Ne'achal. We said the Pesach is only eaten until Chatzos, until midnight. So Manitano, who is the author of this idea? Because we know we have a Machlokis in this. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Elazar ben Azariah. He says it's classic Rav Elazar ben Azariah. You remember brachos? Disanya Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Omer Nemar kan balayla azeh, v'nemar lahalan v'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim balayla azeh. The Torah says here, you shall eat it balayla azeh on this night. And the Torah also says regarding makas becharos, I'll pass through Mitzrayim on this night. Ma lahalan ad chatzos, just like there it's ad chatzos. Afkan ad chatzos. So to here, it's up until midnight. Of course, what's the problem with that? When is makas becharos? Oh, come on. At midnight. Right, the whole thing. Machatzos, kachatzos is at midnight. So the Eilat HaShachar suggests Hashem is not the one who does Makas Bechoros, remember? Right? Makas Bechoros is the Mashchis. Though Hashem passes before the Makah, the Avarti. Lavor is always in front of, like over Lasi Yasan. So Hashem passes before Makas Bechoros up until Chatzos. Fine. Amar le Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says back to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Valok v'arnamar v'achaltem oso b'chipazon ad sh'as chipazon. But the Torah says you shall eat it b'chipazon up until the time of chipazon, which is morning when you leave in the morning. In ken matam alomar balayla hazeh. Well then, Rabbi Akiva, what will you do with balayla hazeh? Teach me a different lesson. Sheyachal, I would have thought, I could have said, Yehi kechol ha-kodshim ha-necholim b'yom. I would have said the Karban Pesach could be eaten early. You could eat the Karban Pesach that day. Right? You shechted it already. You could eat it already that day. Tamad lomar balayla. No, the Torah says eat it at night. Balayla yeinecho v'enonecho b'yom. It's only eaten at night, not eaten by day. That is Rabbi Akiva's, that's Rabbi Akiva's response. He says, I take it from Chipazon. Amar le Abaye. Abaye said, but wait a minute. We might do Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah de Oraisa. How do you know our Mishnah is following the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and saying that it's a de Oraisa? Dumma de Rabbanon. Maybe it's a de Rabbanon. L'harchik es ha'adam en avera. And it's meant to keep people. L'harchik min avera. It's meant to keep people from sinning. Right? We have a harchaka. Right? That it should be, do it by chatzos. No, he said that's his argument. Imkein, my elo ad chatzos. No, then why did it say only until chatzos? The Rashi says it should have just said v'nechal ad chatzos. You can eat it till chatzos. Why only until chatzos? Elaki hasam, ma'asam da'raisav kanami da'raisa. Just like the other carbon, just like the other characteristics of the carbon pesach that we say are da'raisa, so too this is da'raisa. The Tosfos asks why we only have a hachaka here. We only have our hachakos here for these nighttime karbanos. We don't have a hachaka regarding karbanos that are consumed only by day, right? We said 2 days and a night. Why don't I have a hachaka and say, stop eating it early? So Tosos answers that it's because everybody knows when shkia is. Not everybody knows when morning is coming, but everybody knows when shkia is. I thought that was a very funny answer. Because that's not why we do that's not why we say to stop at chatzos. We say to stop at chatzos because the guy's going to delay, right? He's going to take a nap, he's going to eat his dinner, and so we want him not to do that, so we say eat it by chatzos. That's our rule when we do our hachaka. And the reason why we don't need to do that during the day is because we're not concerned about people delaying like that during the day. During the day, you have work to do, you have things to do. You're not going to go take a nap in the middle of the day. Abaye says no naps in the morning. So there's no need for harchaka.
Yeah, but I can understand because it's more of a blend. It's easier to.
Yeah, his point is valid.
Natural factor that right. You can see immediately. Right.
No, his distinction makes sense. The problem is only that it shouldn't apply here, because our reason for the harchaka was never confusion about when the night ends. Our reason for harchaka was that the guy goes home and takes a nap. That was the whole gemara at the beginning of brachos. Hadidolach ezu mekoman. Just to open the very first line of the new parak, kutche kutchev sheshachna barosh ha-mizbeach, Rabbi Yosi yomer kilo nishchatu betzafon. If you shech the high-level carbon at the top of the mizbeach, mamash, on the mizbeach, Rabbi Yosi says that counts as though you shechted it in the north. Rabbi Yosi ben Akashim, Rezakash, Baruch, Lezakash, Yisrael, the people, 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 the people,